Good evening and welcome, everyone. Welcome to our monthly meeting for FLO. Today is Wednesday, December 4th, 2013. It is 6:30 p.m. UTC. We have Odetaz Yokayede, Pierre Dumonou, Jim Dajima, James Kariouki, Olivier Maloblon, Fatima Dassé Sila, Adja Ouattara, Asif Ilali, Thierry Sidibi, and Victor Nolan. Oh, and Adin Diop as well. On the English channel, we have Alessandro Abiola and Pastor Peters. We have received apologies from Yaovia Toun, Jean-Vien Goulay, and Pierre Danzinou. Our interpreters for the evening will be Camila and Fernanda, and as members of staff, we have, of course, Heidi Ulrich, Silvia Vivanco, and myself, Silvia Sarbolet. May I please remind you to state your names before you take the floor for the interpreters to be able to identify you in the English channel as well as for transcript purposes. Thank you, Fatimata. This is Fatimata speaking. Thank you, Julia, and welcome everyone. We're going to start with open policy issues, which is item number 2 on the agenda. Fatimata is saying there is an annoying noise. I'm trying to open the agenda, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about this background noise, there's people speaking. Can anyone tell me what it is? No, says Tijani, it's someone who has people speaking next to them.
Hello, this is Silvia Vivanco.
I'm sorry for not speaking, not to mute their line, to say Tijani, I'm sorry, Silvia. Do you want to take the floor? This is Julia speaking. I've just checked with our operator, and there's some lines that have just been muted. Can you hear properly now? Yes. There seems to be consensus. Is Fatimata here? Yes, I'm here. So, open policy issues. There aren't a lot, as usual. So, I'm going to read the titles, as we usually do. So, we have the potential postponement of the GNSO review. I'm sorry, but there's still background noise. It's Etienne's line, says Tijani. Can we please mute him? Okay, so it's potential postponement of the GNSO review. The comment period ends August 15th, so it's ended, and the reply period ends on September 6th. DocMobi cross-ownership removal request is another open policy issue. The comment period ended August 16th, and the reply period ends on September 8th. We have DocPro cross-ownership removal request. Comment period 16th of August, reply period September 8th, proposal to mitigate main collision risks, August 27th and September 17th. I'm just reading what's on the agenda. Rights protection mechanism requirements, August 27th, September 18th, GNSO structure charter amendment process, August 28th, and September 18th, explore the draft next generation GTLE directory services, September 6th, and we do not have the date for the reply period. then DNS Risk Management Framework Report, September 13th, October 5th. So for these last open policy issues, the comment period is not yet open. So the reply period is for October 5th. Sylvia had comments to make regarding one of these open policy issues. So I think
hello, this is Sylvia. Could you speak up to the interpreter, please, if you can speak up? The volume is a little low here in the English channel.
I was asking, this is Fatima that's speaking. Okay, I'm just, everything is on the agenda. Everything I just read. I wanted to know whether you members of staff wanted to add something regarding what I just read, whether there's any questions from anyone else. Olivier is asking for the floor. Okay, Olivier, you have the floor then, says Fatima. Olivier, are you there? Can you hear me now? Is it Olivier? Yes. Wonderful. No, I think Julia had muted everyone's line. So I mute my phone sometimes, but this time I let them do it. This is Olivier Crémant-Leblanc speaking. Thank you, Fatima. I just wanted to say a few things about these open policy issues. The date is, in fact, not... They haven't made a choice because there are so many open policy issues. That's why we don't have a date. So as regards the potential postponement of the GNSO review, there is an internal meeting from the GNSO every 2 years, and they have postponed it for 2 or 3 years or many years. In fact, the NALEC has not commented on this. Now, as regards .mobi and .pro, this is a request that was made for registries to be able to be registered as well. And so ALAC has nothing to do regarding that, so we didn't make any comments. Now, as regards the name collision risk, it is for the new names that will be created, and those which might exist at the local level, in a company or a local network, and there's people who use names already, and there might be a collision risk. That's why ALAC drafted a statement on this regard. Now, as regards to the rights protection mechanism, the RPM, and their requirements, that is, once again, I wouldn't say copyright, but trademark rights. I'm sorry, my French is a bit rusty. And so Hong Shui was working there, and they prepared a statement that has already been submitted to vote. In fact, if you click on the link that's on the agenda, you'll see the final draft of the statement. As regards the GNSO structure starter amendment process, this is internal to the GNSO, and it's on the way they create new structures in the GNSO. So ALAC has no comments to make there. It was in the full address next generation GTLD directory services. And this is an expert group on the potential replacement of the Whois service. So they made the first report and there were comments to make on that. And we needed to advance. And I think that what ALAC prepared has already been sent to vote. And then finally, the last item on this list was the DNS Risk Management Framework Report. That's for the board of ICANN. They followed the recommendations of the Security and Stability Review for the Internet. This is Security and Stability for the DNS system. They asked for consultants to make a report so that they could find a means to analyze and assess not only the risk for Internet, but also the risk that this poses for ICANN, who is supposed to deal with the stability of all these Internet identifiers. I think now they need the community to read this report, and I encourage you to do so, in fact. We need to hear your opinions on this. I was a member of the DNS Security and Stability Analysis team myself. This was a group which had been created to analyze the security and stability. I'm sorry, it's very complicated. It gets messy with the acronyms. So this was a group which comprehended people from registrars, registries, and different parts of ICANN. And the feedback we have, what we've received so far regarding this report, is that it could work better, actually. So it could be interesting for AFRELO members to read this report, and you can provide your input. I have spent too much time. I excuse myself, and Fatimata, you have the floor. Thank you, Olivier. This is Fatimata speaking. Thank you very much for your explanation. In layman's terms, I think everyone understood. In any case, I appreciate your explanation, and I will now give the floor to Aziz. I know that there's new people who have joined us. Aziz speaking. Yes, precisely. I wanted to welcome all the new names that I see popping up on the screen, particularly to Pierre, who has joined us after Yovi's nomination to become a member of ICANN staff. This is Pierre Devonu who has joined. The problem I have, Fatima, is that I have to quit the meeting in a maximum of 20 minutes stops. And so while I'm here, I would like to know whether you need any clarifications on the agenda. So could we please start on that? This is Fatimata speaking. Yes, thank you, Aziz. It is a very good suggestion. And actually, I forgot to ask that. I think there is an essential item that you dealt with. It's regarding ALSs mostly. It's included in our agenda. It's on item number 4. We have items for information. And then point sub-item number 4, 5, there is information sheets on ALSs, which you were supposed to present. And then Tizani and I can deal with the rest. We'll fill in. Standing. So, yes, please, tell us, Aziz. You have the floor. Thank you, Fatimata. This is Aziz speaking. I'll start with the scorecard, in fact, the scoreboard on Afro-African joint statement. At our last meeting in Durban, we said we were supposed to assess it. So in the course of our meeting, we decided to make a scoreboard to draw a balance of what happened with our Afro-African statement. Everything we prepared then over the last 10 meetings. At the end of that Durban meeting, Fadi Siade, ICANN's CEO, suggested that we prepare a scoreboard summing up what our statement said, what the subject of each was, and the impact that that had, whether ICANN's board answered to that or not, and whether they took measures accordingly. So together with Tizani and Fatimata, we prepared a scoreboard that we're going to present to you. May I remind you that there's also a working group where there's people who don't belong to AFRILO but who are a part of the African community and who also participated in the preparation of this scoreboard. So when you see this scoreboard or scorecard, which you will probably see in a few seconds on Adobe Connect, we would like to hear your comments before the staff, before Heidi, that is, sends it to the board of ICANN. Now, the second subject I would like to mention is something that is very important as well, and it's on the ALS's information sheets. We have 25 ALS's to this day. We are going to discuss three applications today. We have Comoros, Somalia, and Nigeria. And we insist in our wishes to see the rest of the ALS's update their information. We have plenty of information which is obsolete. So we would like to ask all ALSs to update their information sheet. Sylvia has done a wonderful job. I've sent, and we distributed, in fact, at Durban what we had, and we transmitted this. We're going to post it on our site, and I think Sylvia will soon send either her or I, in any event, will send an email explaining how ALSs can update their information on their organizations and the importance of the said organizations before the Atlas II Summit, which will take place in London in June 2014. We would like to print out a new document, a brochure, including all African ALSs for that date. That's it. Thank you, Fatimata. This is Fatimata speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. You were very, your comment was very summed up and very clear. Are there any questions for Aziz regarding this item, whether it is the scorecard or information sheets? No? How about for information sheets? I would like to remind you of the updated information. Please take a look at this sheet. If the information on your ALS is expired or obsolete, we would really like you to send us that information updated, or else to change the information included in the information sheet from the wiki. So you are all ALSs who should be interested in having your information updated there. And Aziz and I expect to hear from you regarding the people who participated at those meetings, regarding these statements, of course. So given that there are no hands raised, there is Tizani, says Aziz. Okay then, Tizani, you have the floor, says Fatimata. Thank you, this is Tizani speaking. Good evening, everyone. I would like to tell you that regarding the scorecard, This is some work which was asked to us by Fadi at our last Afro-African joint meeting in Durban. It is interesting because we analyzed the impact that this had on our statement during our last meeting. And there were many people who said it's pointless to write statements, that nothing is done. And we were told it's something we shouldn't do. So we prepared this scorecard. And it was Fadi who encouraged us to do so. We are going to have to send this so that they can take it into account in order to consider how they can meet our expectations or our requests and our needs. So this shows consideration from ICANN's management and ICANN's staff. This is very important to my mind, and I hope that all this is truly considered. Now, as regards to the scorecard, that is summary of the statement, particularly of the requests and the recommendations we had made to ICANN board. So it is not that we added anything, we didn't make anything up, we didn't exclude anything. This is a summary. You're going to see it. It is organized by meeting and by subject. So it is subdivided into subjects. If we forgot anything, of course you can tell us, but I don't think, given that there were three of us preparing this, I hope you'll be able to read it and see the work that we did from the first statement to this day and see what the recommendations we had made were, and those recommendations being for the board of ICANN. Thank you. Thank you, Tijani. This is Fatimata speaking. I would like to say that it is indeed very interesting work. And it is an important exercise as well, because it allows us to go over what we have already done. And before we started preparing this, we had no clue we had worked so hard. So really, I invite you to reread these statements through the summary that we prepared. We have also added somewhere notes to see whether this had any impact, whether after our statement anything was done anywhere. We did notice some changes being made, not a lot, but a few. So I think they are starting to listen. I think we should accelerate this a bit. We still have a very packed calendar and our schedules are full of activities, yet half of it has yet not been done. And the next item was reports. The reports for recent and upcoming activities of ALAC is item number 3. It is Tijani who's going to present this. I'm going to give him the floor, and I'm sure he will start shortly, and he will do it in a very concise manner. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you, Fatimata. This is Tijani speaking. I know that there are other members of ALAC here present. We have received apologies from Titi and Yaovi. So I'm the only one to present this. During the last meeting, or rather, in the latest times, there are many people who have been on holidays because it is summer now, but there's lots of work underway. And Olivier explained what we did regarding open policy issues. ELAC is also working on the selection of a board member. We have to present the candidates. And we're going to choose someone in very little time. ELAC is also working on the ICANN Academy. There is lots of work on that because the budget was approved for a pilot program which will be done in Buenos Aires. That will be very soon. And there will be two or three sessions, rather. But the first will use our online platform with ICANN staff. It's going to be a first trial of a platform that we're going to do with the first training session. And then the second will include new leaders.
We'll do the GNSO,
and the GAC and all the rest. So, for all these organizations, we're going to hold this training session. But there's going to be some people participating there who are not newcomers. And there's another training that's called How to Manage Meetings. And it's actions to manage meetings proficiently, to properly manage groups, and all the rest of it. So that's what we're going to do in Buenos Aires. There is a maximum of 25 attendants for training sessions, and they're going to come there from all of ICANN's constituencies. And we're working on it then. The third subject is our summit, Atlas 2. Now that the budget has been approved, and that our summit in London has been approved as well, we're going to have to begin working on the preparation of that summit. It is going to be a lot of work. And I'm sure that it's going to be a very enriching experience for us all. We should furthermore prepare our ALSs for that summit. We're going to be there with others, and everyone should know what the rest of the world is speaking about. They should all understand. We would also like our members of ALSs to be active at large in the general sense, which is in fact formed by ALSs. They're going to come there directly. It's not that they're going to be represented by any intermediaries, by ALAC or by the railroads. So they're going to be present at the summit, and they should therefore be capable of providing their viewpoints on the different matters being discussed in ICANN presently. This is the main point, I think. We should start working on that very soon. We'll work on our capacity building sessions, and from there we're going to train them. And then from the secretariats, the RALO secretariats, we're going to work on different ways to prepare the summit properly. And the working group on our Atlas summit. The other item I wanted to mention, which is another activity of ALAC, and there hasn't been actually a lot of activity on it, is the activity of our working group. This is quite a calm period, but still they are advancing. And then lastly, the subject which is the most important, which is the preparation of the Buenos Aires meeting. We're only a few weeks away from the meeting. And we have a real interest in preparing this meeting properly. And we should do it. And starting the next meeting, this is going to be a very active group. Thank you, Fatimata. Thank you, Tijani. This is Fatimata speaking. But you did wonderfully, Tijani, because not only did you speak of ALEC's recent activities, but you also spoke of virtual capacity building and the training for Atlas II. And you spoke a bit also about the At-Large Summit Working Group, but we'll get back to that. That is a subject that we won't be dealing with in detail, I'm certain, because you've already mentioned it. Would anyone like to add anything? Has Tijani forgotten anything? Well, are there any questions for Tijani? I have one. Tijani? What are the constituencies of the three training programs? Are there any training programs? Yes, Tijani is speaking. Theoretically, there will be for the three training groups. I believe that for online training, which consists on the advanced concerning internet and concerning ICANN, etc., I don't think that all the leaders will be present, but for the other sections, the policy now is that everybody should be there. Okay. Thank you, Fatimata. Thank you. It was very clear. Are there any questions? Yes, one question. I was cut off regarding the working group at the At-Large Summit. It's Tijani speaking regarding... It's Etienne speaking. Regarding the working group, I had asked... It was not clear, sorry. It's Fatimata speaking. Etienne, I saw an email 2 days after our last meeting. I don't know if I'm mistaken. Maybe Heidi should clarify in this respect. There was an email that announced exactly inclusion, your inclusion in the group. All right, I'm going to check my emails then. It was Etienne speaking. Yes, Tijani? It's Tijani speaking. Etienne, you were not cut off. You were muted because there was noise. You were talking to other people and we were listening to you. You were muted. I was muted. I was not muted. We couldn't listen to you. Okay. Thank you. No problem. It's Fatimata speaking again. Thank you, Etienne. Thank you to Gianni. The next point is the meeting for the future of AFRALO. It's still the wiki level, stating that the people should include that information. Preparation of the forum on internet governance, at the international level and at a sub-regional and at a regional level. Do not hesitate to go to the wiki and establish that, go into the activities where the ALS are engaged. Next, item four information. First topic for the summit, virtual capacity building. Tijani has just talked about this. Are there other topics? Tijani also said the last time, in the last meeting, that all the ALSs had to be prepared, and we also talked about this in the Adobe Connect, that the summit for all the ALSs should participate in the preparation for the summit. But during the summit, they should take the floor and be in charge for the rallies and for RELAC, to make propositions, etc. To do so, we will have good training to give everybody the opportunity to participate and communicate. I don't know if Tijani has anything to add in this respect. Otherwise, I will give the floor to the working group for the at-large working summit. Fatimata, thank you. It's Tijani here. You've said everything. I would like to say that there are three groups that are going to work together for this training. The group, working group on the summit, the group on the capacities, and the values working group. We are checking what type of preparation is required for the ALSs. In any case, concerning the capacity building for that group, I am going to work as a priority and as an urgent basis on the training given to the values. Thank you very much, Tijani. Are there any questions? It's Fatmata speaking. Are there any questions in this respect? Apparently everything was clear, everything was well understood. The working group on the new strategy for ICANN, Tijani is also still a member of this working group. He's going to take the floor. Yes, Fatimata. One comment. Please. Victor. You have the floor. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm not on the computer. I wanted to add a comment in terms of the summit. The information that Tijani just gave, I would like to clarify. I am part of the working group on the preparation of the summit that is going to send information to all the ALSs. I believe that it is important to update the common contact, the information for all the ALSs before sending, in order to optimize the sending and responding. The form is in the wiki. It will be important that you will take a look at it before the final edition is sent to the ALSs. Other information also, believe that was given after this point. In terms of capacity building to implement a test with
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I need the English translation.
Is there are other topics? We are going to give the floor to Dijani for him to talk about the strategy for the ICANN meeting. Dijani is speaking. Working group, as you know, in Durban. We did other teleconferences after Durban. Now we are at a stage where we are going to compile the work that we've been doing since Beijing. And we are preparing our first report, which will be published in a few weeks from now. The important item in this work the public ICANN meetings, the duration of the meeting is the location in the five continents the members of staff in the ICANN meetings. The number of participators is growing. And participation is increasing in this type of meetings. A proposal was made to change the strategy, saying that in the five continents, to have 2-3 meetings in the five continents to facilitate many things. Also, facilitate the type of meetings. The meeting conference centers. Very large meetings. Therefore, 2 or 3 meetings per year and 2 meetings in to cover all the continents. In Africa, there are more problems, more difficulties. Now, the group is discussing these type of things to see if the feasibility of these meetings. In certain places, in those meetings, to plan those meetings, we are discussing all the things. This will take a few weeks already. Thank you to Gianni. It's Fatimata taking the floor again. I have a small question to Gianni regarding the number of meetings. You talked about 3 meetings. 2 other meetings? That would be 5 meetings. Are we okay with the number of meetings? No. I mean, Tijani speaking. three meetings, six, and one meeting that would be in the other continent. The proposal of Iron-On, the comment on the introduction made by Farouche, that who made the proposition. The group was studying this possibility. This was proposed last year. We have not defined this yet. One meeting in among the three regions. The site would be defined. Thank you, Tijani. It's Fatimati, Fatimata. Are there questions for Tijani? No? Okay, we're going to now. As we did with the scorecard, now we are going to move to the sixth item, number of representatives for FRALO. You know that our friend and brother Yaobi Atun is a member of staff of ICANN, and therefore we cannot do this because there is a conflict of interest at the level of ILAC. So the production is going to be by our account. We had proposed the reconduction of Yaobi after the general meeting for 2014. So the position now is vacant. We are going now to proceed to a new selection, and we are going to make the announcement very soon in the list so that this can happen as quickly as possible. So it's the occasion now to wish Yaobi, who's going to work at the level of with the President for Africa as a member of staff, and maybe Heidi or Oliver. All I can say is that for Africa, Tijani, no, I'm sorry, it was an error. Okay. Everything that I can say is that it's an excellent news for us because it's going to really renew the structure in Beijing for ICANN and in particular the ALSs. I wanted to benefit from this occasion to welcome his replacement, the person replacing him. He's called Pierre Devonu, who's going to replace Yaobi at the level of Afralo as a representative. Benin. So welcome for this first meeting at the Afralo level. I'm going to give the floor to Olivier now. Thank you, Fatimata. It's Olivier speaking. Can you listen to me? Am I mute? No, we can listen to you perfectly well. Okay, I wanted to say two words about Yaobi, who is now coming back to ICANN staff. Congratulations, Yaobi, for all the work done, and thank you sincerely for all the work you've done when he was in the NAMCOM for some time. Then he was in ALAC. He was a volunteer in the working group. He worked also extensively when Alak and the Alak committee rewrote its rules of procedure. So, really, thank you for all the work you've done, Yaovi. Now, it's a new chapter that's opening for him. Now he's a member of staff. He's paid for all the work he's doing, so that's incredible. That's a good thing. It's a fantastic movement for his career. And, of course, in a sense, I am personally sad because Yaovi is a member of ALAC. He was an active member in ALAC. It's one less active ALAC member, and I will need to find another one to replace him. But at the same time, it's excellent to see that many of our members from Afalo, also from other rallies, many of our members are showing their quality and therefore they are immediately taken by ICANN and by other organizations that hire them to work with them because, in fact, they are a vibrant community that are very highly qualified. Personally, all the work that Yaovi has done was shown, it was clear. In ICANN, he's going to continue to expand the work for Africa. So Yaovi, that's quite clear. He's a hard worker. I hope we have good news, Yaovi, that somebody will be able to take Yaovi's position. I expect a lot of Yaovi. So I'm happy to see that our community continues to extend and to develop. Thank you. Thank you, Olivier. It's Fatimata speaking. We are all joining in this thank to Yaovi and his congratulations to Yaovi. Any other comment? Hello? Fatimata? Are you there? Julia? Yes, Julia? Yes, it's Julia here. We're calling her back. While we wait, I wanted to continue by wishing success to Yaovi in his career at ICANN. Production in Afralo. Was very good work. I'm going to continue. I have a comment. Yes. Thank you. I want to say congratulations to Yaovi. I believe that he will still be in the team, the Africa team. I believe that he's going to be a nexus. He's going to help implement the African strategy. He's not leaving us. He's changing position, but he will continue to work with us. Thank you. Thank you, Victor. I'm back. Thank you, Tijani. It's Fatimata taking the floor again. Can you hear me? Yes. Yes, we can hear you, Fatimata. Thank you so much. Okay. Yaovi has shown the way. This is an important milestone. The candidate to work at the level of ALAC, I'm talking about Tijani or Olivier and Ferio. Personally, this position was taken for 1 year. The level of performance, I didn't attain the level of performance I would have liked to have because my profession did not allow me to do what I expected to. So, think, consider if you can do it seriously. If you cannot do it seriously, do not suggest, propose yourself as candidate. I am very proud of the work of Yaobi. The people who work with a fellow who wish it would continue, we don't want the level to go down. That's what I wanted to say before passing the floor to the other people who would like to comment. The other element, item for discussion, is the choice of a secretary. No request for the floor. We'll now move to the next item, election of the Afralo secretary. Do you know that from the next meeting, of the general meeting, the ICANN general meeting, the position
of the
Hello. Secretary.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Peter, please.
Yes, sir. Please raise your hand on the Adobe Connect so Fatima can see you.
I'm not using the Adobe. I'm calling from telephone, please.
Hi, Pastor Peters. This is Heidi. I will let them know.
To occupy the position of a secretary. Somebody could had a request for this. That it was going to finish next year. So, this is the current situation. I can see somebody that is interested in the election. There is somebody who wants to ask a question and would like to take the floor. Pastor Peters, you have the floor.
Thank you. I have been shouting to contribute. I was muted for more than 45 minutes and nobody was hearing me. I had to use my other line to call the ICANN office. I don't know why I was muted. Anyway, well, I am just hearing that Mr. Yaobi has just been appointed as an ICANN staff, and I didn't quite get clearly what Fatimata said about somebody replacing him and coming to the meeting for the first time. So I don't know. I mean, I didn't know what I heard clearly. So I want that area to be cleared as to whether somebody has been made to replace Yaobi because of his new appointment. So I didn't actually get that area clearly, so I want that to be clear clearly to me. And I also want to use the opportunity to also congratulate Yaobi on his appointment. So, and I think that is the question I want to ask before I can make any other comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Peters. If Fatimata taking the floor again to resume this item. Silvia was saying on Adobe Connect, the article of Afralo, Article 6 on Afralo operating principles, the responsibility of the members of Afralo. I wanted to give now the floor to Tijani. Tijani, you have the floor. You want to respond to Peter? Please go ahead. Thank you. Thank you, Fatimata. I'll raise the hand because I want to talk about this secretary election. I have Julia on the Adobe Connect about the position of a member of ALAC. That's ALAC. There's a procedure. I wanted to respond to Peter about the election. Thank you. Peter,
I'm here.
Taking the floor again, yes. But Yaobi's position is vacant. Now there will have to be elections to replace him. But the profile of what is needed to replace Yaobi, as Tijani has just mentioned, the procedure of ALAC. I would like to add that each person, before saying, I want to replace Yaobi, should make an introspection to know whether he or she has the capacity to do it. Because at Fralo, is in a rising position. I would not like the level to be reduced. We will see Tijani, who would like to speak about the election of a secretary. Yes, that I just announced. Yes, thank you, Fatimata. Fatimata. The member is the person who's going to be apply for this position. There is also another reason for that. It's that we have, how do we call this, the rule of a Fralo. A secretary is elected at the same time, not at the same time as the president. There must be some delay. If it's somebody comes in for 2 years, when there is no continuity. So, we need to have a secretary who should not be elected at the same time as the president for continuity purposes. And in addition, this election is for replacement of Aziz. So it will be for 1 year election of the secretary for 1 year, that's it. I'm done, Fatimata. Thank you, Tijani, for your accuracy. Any other question? Is there any question in this respect? No question. We're going to move now to items for discussion. New members of ALS, we have received three requests for ALS, for organization. And internet is the Internet Society of Nigeria. Secondly, it's the Comorian Federation of Consumers. And finally, the Internet Society chapter of Somalia.
Hello.
We have sent these applications
Hello.
To you. We have submitted them, and we're waiting for everyone's comments. So we would like to know what your advice would be regarding these three chapters. Have you had a chance to have a look at this application?
Hello. Hello, Pastor Peters.
Okay, hold on, please, sir. As regards ALAC, I mean, in an event, or whether we should say the contrary. What do you think about that? Is it on the ALSs? Fatima is asking Mr. Peters whether your comment is regarding ALSs and their application.
Oh, Fatimata, I was disconnected from the discussion when Tijani was offering his explanation, so I could not get what was discussed, what was concluded over what he was saying. So, I mean, I was just reconnected now. So I don't know whether I can still contribute on that or if it's over.
Fatimata speaking. Thank you, sir. I'm really sorry these things happen. I know calls drop, but we have already dealt with both subjects. It was I who answered to your question, and I said that there would be a call which will be held in order to discuss the replacement of Yaovi and for Azizi's replacement as well. So that a sum up of what you asked about. Your question for Yaovi, but it was
Can I quickly say something? Hello?
Yes, go on.
Sorry, I'm not trying to drag us back. I don't understand when you say there will be a call. A call as in a conference call or a call as in a notice to all members to indicate interest if the post is declared vacant. So I want to be clear. Is it a conference call where it's decided or it will be a call as in the normal process of ICANN where the vacancy will be declared and then members are asked to indicate their interest in writing as usual?
Fatimata speaking. It is going to be done as usual. There's going to be a conference call that will be communicated on the mailing list, so that will be an invitation you'll receive, and then there will be an election. I think we're going to have to leave this subject, and I think Tijani would like to take the floor once again. Yes, this is Tijani speaking. Thank you, Fatimata. I wanted to speak of the Internet Society Nigerian chapter. I read their application and I read the due diligence. I also undertook my own research and investigation because I know Nigeria and their people. And as from what I have seen, I recommend that AFRO accept this application. I'm still waiting on some feedback as regards to the other two applications. Thank you. Thank you, Tijani. This is Fatimata speaking. Are there any other comments? Has anyone else, other than AFRO office, because Tijani, Aziz, and I have said that we support these applications, that we have already found out about them, and I would like to hear from someone other than Tijani, Aziz, and myself. Has anyone else had the chance of having a look at this application so that they can give us their advice? No?
Hello, can I speak? Can I speak?
Could we please ask every member?
Can I speak? Pastor Peter, please want to contribute
sir,
on that
sorry,
subject.
But I cannot hear Fatimata if you keep speaking. Give me a second, please. Okay, Pierre de Venu has the floor now, and then Mr. Peters will speak. But first we have Pierre de Venu. Yes, hello, this is Pierre de Venu. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you properly, Pierre. Please go on. Okay, I would like to thank you. I was listening very carefully to what was said regarding the Nigerian candidates and their application. I have read it myself and I've had the chance of exchanging some information with some people I know in Nigeria. And I've seen that it's all active. And there's people who are working together with them. I never got to work with them, but from what I told, I'm told we can trust them. Thank you. This is Fatimata speaking. Thank you, Pierre. So this is another favorable advice for Nigeria. You recommend them. And so now Pastor Peters has the floor to speak about the ALSs, about the applications for new ALSs.
Well, I have no problem with the application by ASOC Nigeria. So they are not unknown to me. I know them, and I've also communicated with the president briefly over, as soon as the application was published on the our list itself, and I have no objection to the application, so I recommend that AFRALO also accept the application and bring them on board.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. This is Fatimata speaking. So this is another favorable opinion. Is there anyone who opposes their joining AFRALO? No? Okay, so ASOC Nigeria is supported. And so we will send this email to ALAC. So Sylvia, please take note of this. AFRALO is positive on their support for ISOC Nigeria. Now, as regards the other chapter, which is ISOC Somalia, and for the Comorian Federation of Consumers, we're waiting to receive some more information. You all know that the staff has to provide us with the information included in the due diligence so that we can judge ourselves. Thank you. And we are now ready to move on to item number 6 in the agenda, which happens to be the last, which is any other business. I would like to announce on a housekeeping item that I was contacted by the NOMCOM and that I was not surprised, in fact, to have been approached by them, but I would like to thank you for having trusted me, and I promise I will try to rise to the occasion. Is there any other subject that we should deal with? I think Victor wanted to take the floor. Please be brief because we're already late. Victor, you had something to say? You had something to mention with the other subjects? Are you there, Victor? Okay. He's not connected anymore. Are there any other subjects? Yes, hello? Who's this? This is Etienne speaking. I wanted to remind everyone that the IGF Africa was held in Nairobi, or will be held in Nairobi on September 27th and 28th. Okay, thank you, says Fatimata. It's been said already, but it's good to confirm. If there are no more comments to be made, I would like to thank everyone and close this session. I would like to thank staff members, Heidi, Silvia, Julia. I would like to thank the interpreters, Camila and Fernanda. And thank all the newcomers, those who have recently joined us. I am very pleased and very happy to see that we have had a great proportion of the African community who participated in our Durban meeting. And I would like to welcome Pierre to our group. We had a wonderful meeting today. There were plenty of members present and participating. So I would like to say thank you once again. Thank you all for participating and for your commitment. Thank you all. Thank you, Tizani. Thank you, Aziz. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of our call. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.